Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Mike C. Nelson. Now we know his name is Keith from the Progressive Becoming Your Parents commercials.
The White Sox. I can't believe they did more due diligence on hiring a play-by-play guy than a GM.
Middays 10 a.m. till 2.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable to root for that team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You're one of us.
You're one of us, Mike.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
That's about my reaction, and I'm like many where the second pick was more exciting in some ways because we knew who the first pick was going to be. It's like, okay, there it is. It's done. We can check that box. And then now I'm like, oh my God, take Rome Odunze. And they did. They didn't try to get hipster. Didn't try to reinvent the wheel.
Hipster.
Yeah, like a Phil Emery pick. Like, hey man, watch this. I'm in a recycled bike. It's kind of easy. You take the really fast, awesome, cool guy. And both Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze took the time on Friday to pick up a phone and call the score. And they were on with the afternoon show that has been sort of our nerve center for all draft stuff. And the Parkins and Spiegel show.
You're talking about Poles position, aren't you?
The whole thing. Like they went to Detroit. They're kind of, you know, Parkins is like the football head. And they've been very, he bought the jersey. It was the wrong number.
They had the quarterback town hall.
Oh, they've had the quarterback town hall. That's right.
Sometimes the Poles position segments get a little existential.
They had the QB1 emotional party. They had the QB2 party for Tyson Bagent. Remember him?
The QB2 party to me is funnier.
And it actually turned me on to Kroger brand gumdrops, and I appreciate the fact that it did because they're really, really good.
The Bears.
So let's.
We have so many new drops now. So many.
Let's hear what Caleb Williams had to say when he joined Parkins and Spiegel on The Score on Friday.
Caleb, thank you so much for the time. Welcome to Chicago. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. How about that love from Bears fans, man, making your jersey the number one seller ever on Fanatics?
That's pretty badass, right?
It's not a bad welcome to Chicago, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's pretty sick. I mean, you got the legend of, I heard it like you said, is the most sold jersey. And so I know Caitlin Clark just you know, broke the record, I think, a week and a half ago. And so for the Bears to do that for me, you know, that's pretty sick.
Well, you know, the guy you're talking to, Danny, and this is Matt, by the way, Caleb, welcome to town. He decided to get a jump on it, and he bought a Caleb Williams 13 jersey. And we're wondering what you think he should do with that, because he was ridiculed at the time and actually still ridiculed now because it's 13 and that's not what you're going to wear. Any suggestions on what he should do with that?
Yeah, I went away from 13 because there's a 13-year vet here, Hall of Famer, named Keenan Allen. It was a quick and easy talk. I just asked him, what is he going to do? I didn't discuss or fight about it. You know, out of respect for like I said, 13-year vet. So that's how that went down. And I think you should find a way to knit or embroider a three backwards and then equal 18.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
See, I can't. But yeah. Keenan Allen, maybe he retires in a few years. You go back to it. I have a collector's item, or we're sticking with 18.
We're sticking with 18. You know, okay. once you see something, you go with it. You stick to it. I plan on, you know, unless I have a LeBron James career where I go from 23 and 6 between the numbers. You know, I plan on being an 18.
Well, hey, man, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, chasing down Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowls. Maybe you will have a LeBron James-like career.
Yeah, maybe. That's the plan. That is the plan, to be a part of something like that, a culture and part of history like that.
Hey, Caleb, your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, has owned the Bears for a while. Are you ready to return that favor on the Packers?
I'm excited to get out there. And go against the Packers and the cheeseheads for sure, and get out there and win games.
You know, your the way that you talk about Aaron reminds us of the way that Kobe talked about Michael. And we don't even have to give last names, but is that fair to you that there is part of Aaron's game that you have taken and will take, and then carve out your own niche with all of that input?
Yeah, I reach out to them, all the great players. I reach out to, you know, people like Aaron and Peyton and Tom, and you know, I ask, you know, what did they do? How did they do it? You know, because I'm chasing those type of people, you know, the greats that play for a long time. How'd you do it? And so, you know, some things that I get from watching them, but also hearing from them, you know, I try and imitate when I'm out there on the field or, you know, in the film room or, you know, my daily life and routines.
Hey, Caleb, there's a way that both you and Rome Odunze talk about holding each other accountable and having fun. And it feels very therapized and very evolved. And frankly, we're not used to some young athletes talking that way. Where did you learn to communicate the way that you do?
Yeah, I think for Rome and myself, I would say it came from first our parents. And then the village that we were raised in, then I'd also say just the coaches and things like that, coaches and mentors that have been around us in our lives. You know, we both have came from, you know, great coaches this past year. And obviously, to be in the position that we are, and have been, we've come from, you know, a pretty good family, I'd say, the both of us. And so, I think it starts with the family, and then it takes over with the mentors and coaches that we've had.
Did you put it in Poles' ear? Did you have a say in them drafting Rome?
I don't know if I had a say, but I definitely you know, threw a little bit of my intake and my advice in there. If it went a long way or not, you know, I did it regardless.
I think it might have had something. All right, last thing, man. I love that story of what the goals that you have on the back of your phone and that you had number one pick for years. What football goals do you have now on your phone screensaver?
It's just – so now that one's crossed off, I actually have to change it. I haven't had time to change it yet, but it's going to be just the Super Bowls. You reach all your self goals. You reach all of those type of things when you win – and when you win the big games in February. So just reaching and striving for the you know, to be in February as much as possible, and doing the little things that, you know, it takes to get there.
We heard you say you want that Bears number 18 to be retired. We wish you luck on it, Caleb. Sounds good to us.
Thank you so much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Did you hear Matt Eberflus's call to Roma Dunze?
I don't know if I did.
So, he says, just like we drew it up. And I'm like, huh. Eyebrow raise.
But remember, what is said after a pick is made is always, he was the top of our board. We can't believe he was available here.
Okay, not to...
They may have also drawn it up in other ways, is what I'm saying.
Not to receipt this. Okay,
we've got a light issue
here. The stage
here.
Light above Dan has now started to flicker, this is, and we have turned into Club Bears.
That's
oh,
it.
This is Club Dub. All right. Yep, that sounds about right. We got flickering.
Yeah, either turn this off or, like, something, because I can't.
I think there's a switch. Okay, so hear me out. Focus if you can.
Okay.
These things, this is like, yeah, that's... Yeah,
there should be like a seizure warning for something.
That is
like
a
this.
Seizure
yeah, right?
inducing type of light. Okay, so hear me out. Did you hear the reaction Caleb Williams had to Roma Dunze getting drafted?
Yes, because he said that it was
he
my...
He calls him Uno for
calls
one.
Him, but he said, my guy, and that's when the handler there, she says, who's your guy?
Indeed.
We used it, actually.
But if you add it up, it's curious to me. Silence the lights.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's...
I would have spiked this water, but we got cameras.
What happened?
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno. Uno.
So, I wonder if perhaps... There wasn't any trickery involved, but I wonder if he was at the top of their draft board.
Maybe. Every team would say that. So let's hear what Rome Odunze had to say when he appeared on the Parkins and Spiegel show.
So I know you said last night you'd never been on a private jet. What's the last 24 hours been like for you?
Man, it's been awesome. The past 24 hours, I mean, it's been a whirlwind of emotions and going from place to place. But, you know, I'm happy my destination here has been in Chicago. And, you know, the private jet life is fun. It's something hopefully I could, you know, get used to. The plane, you could feel the speed of those things a little bit more than the commercial. So I got to yeah. put my feet up for sure.
Feel the power of it. That's outstanding. Rome, you've told people the first jersey you owned was a Brian Urlacher jersey. Devin Hester was your favorite player as a kid. How does that happen for a young man from Utah, sir?
I don't know, man. I mean, Utah, they don't have a NFL team. Las Vegas doesn't have an NFL team. So as a young kid, I had to go, you know, find my own path and find my own team. So my auntie lived in Chicago going to Northwestern for medical school. And she, you know, we went out here for the Chicago air show, and she got me a Brian Urlacher jersey. So it so happened my favorite player ended up being Devin Hester. I was watching his highlights over and over. So, you know, I guess I was just drawn to it. You know, I've been wearing orange for a while now, ever since high school. So I don't know. There's a lot of coincidences. It's kind of crazy.
Does that mean you're going to lobby to return punts as a rookie?
Oh man, I'm here to do whatever I need to have success in this, you know, in this offense and put this team in success. So if that's return punts, then, you know, so be it.
We're talking to Roma Dunze here on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. When I was reading about you, man, and I was stumping for you to be a Bear for months, honestly. I loved that when you got to Washington, you looked up the program receiving yards records so that you knew what you had to do in order to break them. Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh. Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many does he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
In the career, yes. Man. He played in the 50s and 60s,
Welcome
Rome.
Welcome to our world, Rome. Welcome.
Hey, man. Well, I hope I'll go break that record and hopefully add a few thousand to that. So we'll go get after it. But you know, I think we got some offensive power to do some big things over here. So you know, 5,000 is the goal. Then let's get after it.
There we go. It might not happen right away. DJ Moore, pretty good. Keenan Allen, pretty good. So we'll see how many balls there are and how many targets for all you guys. What can you learn from DJ Moore, you think, as a wide receiver? Because we loved watching him last year.
I think I can learn a lot from him. You know, I can't even put, you know, a category or a box on all the things that I can learn from him, because I think it's kind of limitless, you know, how much I can, you know, sponge, take up. But, you know, I know he's a very explosive receiver. I love the way that he, you know, attacks the ball, and he's very aggressive in his yak mindset. So definitely going to be looking to him for some of those things. But he's an overall great receiver, so learning whatever I can.
Rome, 28 contested catches, according to Pro Football Focus, for you last year, and you caught 21 of them. And what is the key to winning on 50-50 balls and contested catches?
I think it's a mindset and body positioning. I think that's the two biggest things coming to that, just because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to believe that you can go snag the ball up out of the air regardless of, you know, where the defender at or what's the angle of the ball coming in. And, you know, putting your body in that position to have success, because every single contested catch situation is different. But, you know, you're going to be, you know, have a physical interaction with the defender, and you're going to have to put yourself in position to succeed. So I would say both of those things.
All right, so the goal is breaking Johnny Morris's record and then some. What other goals does Roma Dunze have for himself as he gets to become a Chicago Bear?
My individual goal is to get Rookie of the Year. That's my individual goal. I'm really, really striving towards that. Follow along one of the great receivers I know, and Garrett Wilson over there with the Jets, and do some of that. That's my biggest individual goal. But, you know, I want to make the playoffs. I want to be in contention for, you know, a conference and a division championship. So those things, if we're striding towards those goals, then I think the Rookie of the Year and the individual stuff will come with it.
You know, you're going to be competing with Caleb for that award.
That's right. Well, he's going to have to throw a good ball, and I'm going to have to, you know, run some good routes. So we'll be in competition for that. And it'll be good competition for us to have, I think. And hopefully I make him look good more than he makes me look good.
Well, just remember where you were on Parkinson Spiegel on the Score when you learned that 5,000 yards is the record for a Bears wide receiver as you chase it. Okay, Rome?
Yeah, thank you very much. And no shame to that record. That's an amazing thing to do. So just looking to go, you know, make my own mark.
I'll remember where I was driving west on Addison Street when I heard that and just laughed out loud. In the career? Yes.
It's ridiculous.
In the career.
But that is the proper reaction.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.